Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting from the top of the Amud, Tanur Rabbanan. So we're talking about, on the last Amud, about the Chaver. A Chaver is a person who's makabel, different special dinim, special chumras, he eats chulim b'taira, he always mices his food before he gives it away, and different examples. So Tanur Rabbanan, Kulush Echaz Abraham, even Kabel Yisrael Lamas. Anyone who is, you know, reverts back to not keeping his chumras of a chaver, then they don't mekabel him as a chaver anymore. Once he, you know, he is chayzer and he stops keeping it, then you're not mekabel him anymore. That's what Rabbi says. Huda emer chazu mat moiniyos. It's going to be two versions of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda emer chazu mat moiniyos emer kabel moisad. If on the outside he still keeps acting like a chaver, but privately he doesn't, then you don't accept him back because it looks like he's wrapped into the core. And outside he shows he's a chaver, but inside his house he's not a chaver, so then we're not trusting him to take him back. But if he, you know, if he went against being a chaver, both inside and outside, so he was equal, you know, he was honest, he just couldn't handle it anymore, then you couldn't be a chaver again. That's one shot. Rabbi who does the opposite. In most of the very matmonious, if only privately he stopped being a chaver, then mekabel moisa, you can mekabel him back. But fahesi, you're mekabel moisa. But fahesi, you're not mekabel him back. And the reason is, Rashi says, is because it's a chil Hashem. Because it's a chil Hashem that he did it fahesi. He did it fahesi, so therefore we don't accept him anymore that he's a chaver. So to Gemara Vayter, Shem Shem Mekor Chaim Rabbeinkach or Benkach Mekabel Moisa. Either way, you mekabel him back. Mishum Shenema Shuvu Banim Shayvim Klai Yisrael could do tshuva any time he wants to do tshuva. Accept him back. It could be a chaver. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Ish Kfar Aku. Omer Rabbi Yechon Alach Koyis Zog. We pass like this peer. We pass like the peer. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shuvu and Karcho both say that either way, if he was reverted back to not being a chaver, say privately, say the public, either way, we can accept him back and let him return to being a chaver. And we pass like that zog. Talk to Gemara Vayta, Tanur Rabbanan. V'shoyno ha'imrim, chaver v'nasa gaver, doichon oisim v'chaver oisei. Someone who became a chaver and accepted all those chumras, and then he took a job as a collector of taxes. And we're talking about here, someone collects taxes, even behete, he doesn't steal from anyone, but l'maisa, collecting taxes is not a nice job. So he becomes a gabbai. We said he can't be a chaver anymore. Pirish. He gives up his job as a tax collector. You don't re-accept him. He's done. He can't be a chaver anymore. Chazul Leimar, Chazal was chayz, and they said, Pirish harei kladam. If he's chayz from being a gabbai, we can accept him and he can be a chaver. And we bring a story to who's going to discuss this type of story. Rav Huna Bar Achia, who's a big gadol hadar in Bavel, and at his time, there was no Rosh Hashiva. So it's Tzrichele Shaita. The Klal Yisrael needed him. They needed him to be the Rosh Hashiva. They had to ask him Shailas. So Ava'ayel Gabe, Rabba Rav Yosef. Rabba Rav Yosef were the two Gedolim, like a little right under, a little younger than Huna Va'achia. So Rabba Rav Yosef, we're going to go to him with Va'arba Meir Zuga de Rabbanon, with 400 peers of Rabbanon. Shoma the Asu, they heard his coming. They heard that Rav Huna heard that Rabba and Rav Yosef and all these Tamid HaChamim are coming to visit him. So Rav Huna Bar Achia prepared for them 400 chairs. Shama da'asu katulu arba meya tachtaki. He prepared for them 400 chairs, you know, for them to sit. So I just finished saying that there was 800, you know, 400 peers of Tamidim, but it's really 800. So how would 400 chairs be enough? So some say 400 zugi doesn't mean means 400 people, just they were in peers. Or it means that it was benches and you have two people per bench. Either way, Rav Huna, it's a lot of people. Either way, Rav Huna Bar Achia set up for a lot of people. They're, you know, and they're all going to come to invite him to be Rosh Shiva. L'soiv Shom with the Nasa Gabbai. They found a little investigation. They found out that he became a Gabbai. He became a tax collector. You know, that was his panos, a tax collector. Sholchulei, so they sent him, we're not coming to you. Zillah Chashavuse, Zillah Kadmuse. Go back to your Chashavah job. Go be a tax collector. Go do what you're doing until now. We're not making you Rosh Shiva. So Sholchulei answered back, how do you be? I'm Chayzer. I don't want to be a tax collector anymore. I'm not a tax collector anymore. Rav Yosef Loi Azal. Rav Yosef said, still, once you're a tax collector, I'm not making you Rosh Shiva. Rav Azal, but Rav went anyway. Rav Yosef Al Matanina Pirish Emekab Maisa. It says a guy being a chaver. Once he's a gabbai, even if he stops being a gabbai, even if he stops being a tax collector, he can't be a chaver anymore. Rabba Amar Tanino, Chazu Loima Puris Reu Kilchaladam. We said, the Chazal changed, and they said that if he's Puris from being a gabbai, he's like every person, and he could go back to being a chaver. So that was Machlekes Rabba and Rav Yosef. And Lamai said that he never became Rosh Shiva, and after he was Nifta, Rabba became Rosh Shiva. They state in this form. So the Maravai, the Tanar Rabbanim. Kol b'chayr is odam roya chutz mishal atzmai. A person who's a dayan to check b'chayr, he can check everyone's b'chayr, not his own. B'roya is kedoshav, but a shlamim or his oila, they got a mum, and he wants to be paid there, that he could check himself. The Gemara doesn't explain every step. So roya is kedoshav, his own kachem he could check, best ma'aser reisav, and his own ma'aser, he also, ma'aser behem, he also could say if he has a mum or not. And if there's a shiloh suffix on his tyrus, if it's tamei not, he can answer the shiloh himself. What are we talking about? It says all becharis a person could pass on besides his own bechar. If it means with one dayan mimahemun, one dayan's mammon, mimahemun al betlasa, you need three. And with three, umi chashidi, if there's three, there's never a chashad. Even if you own, you could be one of the three bezdin on your own thing. If they did miyano chalitza in front of this bezdin, one of the people from the bezdin is allowed to marry her. Even though you say, oh, you didn't do a good chalitza, they only wanted to marry you. But this is a bezdin, the other two people, they're not marrying her. So therefore, we don't have chashish that one guy lied if there's a bezdin. So here also, if bezdin is passing out this bechar, what's the chashash? He was passing on his bechor himself. Just like Rav Chista says by Nadarim, the single Yachid Mumcha, a bechor also a Yachid Mumcha could pass on bechor himself. And Allah is, you're not allowed passing on your own bechor, because there's a chshad. Maybe you want the money, you want to be able to shecht it. Therefore, al chshad a Yachid Mumcha cannot passkin on his own bechor. But it says v'royes kedoshav. You could passkin on his kachim. Let's say a shlamim or it's oila. He could pass on that has a mum. What's the pshat? The boyal mishalayim. There's no chash or lie. Because if he wanted to lie, he could just go to the chacham and make up a story that he had charata on the neder, and he could be oiker neder mafreya. Because the way our oila and shlamim become hekdesh is through a neder, and you could be shayal on that. You could go be mata neder on that, and it'll be mafreya. It won't even be kaddish. So if he wanted to lie, he had a different way to lie, and therefore he's neman about the mum. Umayis reisa, mayis behema. There is Neman. There you can't be paidit. See, a Bechar, the reason why you can't look at your own Bechar, because there you can't be paidit Bechar. It's Kadosh Merechim. And the same thing, a Maisa Behem also, you can't be paidit. So why by a Maisa Reisav, are you Neman on your own thing that has a mum? The Ibayi, Shadi Be Mumum Bekula Edra. If he wants, he could just put a mum into his whole Eda, his whole flock. And then when he takes Maisa Behem, it's Chal on something that has a mum already. And that would be fine. So since he could do that, he's also Neman on it now that it has a mum. And the fourth thing was Nishal Taharosav. There's a suffix about his Tyrus, he's let a paskin himself. Why? Because not such a big deal. The Chaz Lemay Tumus Masai. Even if it's Tameh, it's talking about Chulin over here. Even if it's Tameh, he can always eat it when he's Tameh. So it's not such a big gain for him to lie. And therefore, he is Neman on his own Tyrus to say it's Tahar. Because if he wanted to get it made to Masai. Hadun Allah Ad Kama Yisrael Chayavim. For those that finished this, we got up to the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph on the bottom.